You're listening to the 1 Minute Writing Tip, a podcast that gives you tips on how to overcome writer's block, overwhelm, and self-doubt, learn how to accomplish your God-given book idea, even if you're a busy mompreneur, confidently publish to bestseller, and use your book as a tool for impact and for purpose. We have a variety of episodes with interviews from best-selling authors in the industry, experts who have tools and tricks to help you succeed, and of course, recommendations from me, your host, Caitlin Silva. You can find even more resources on wewritebooks.com, where you can also take advantage of your complimentary bestseller assessment to get a step-by-step roadmap to accomplish your bestseller and beyond. So let's get into today's episode. Hey, writers, and welcome back to the 1 Minute Writing Tip podcast. I'm super excited for today's guest. I'm talking to Jacqueline Witt, who has a background in music production. And in 2019, she kind of shifted from doing music and albums to doing audiobook narration and production, which is really cool. And that also led to her being introduced to a screenwriting professor through a friend who took her under his wing and just taught her professional screenwriting. And since then, since especially 2021, so the last couple of years, Jacqueline has been winning screenwriting awards. She's been pitching to producers. She's been writing scripts for actors. She's been doing demo reels, consulting on writing projects. She's been one busy woman, but she definitely knows what she's talking about. This is her zone of expertise. She has multiple award-winning screenplays, including two that are contracted for production. And she is in the process of turning one of those into a book right now. So that's really cool. Jacqueline, thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So will you just kind of share a little bit more about your journey and just how you kind of got to where you are now?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you think, wait, she started with music and then audio. What? Like, it just kind of seems like this random journey, except that it's really not. When I was growing up, I loved all things performing arts. So I loved acting, I loved music, I loved writing, but like I had a lot of stories to tell, but it seemed to me that the best fit for storytelling was through script writing. So I actually started writing scripts when I was 11. And so I was writing like more for stage at the time because that was what I had access to, like at school or church or whatever. And so it's kind of always been part of my life, but script writing was one of those things I did for me. Like a lot of my creative endeavors or whatever, it always starts with because I love it. And so then I do it and then I end up, you know, well, how about I pursue that and get paid for it, you know? So I guess that's kind of how I got from one to the next. So I loved music when I was in high school. And I wrote a lot of songs. I learned a lot of instruments and I thought I was going to pursue music. And I did. But then I realized that with pursuing music, that means you have to like be a business-minded person, right? Like, cause you have to book shows and you have to be willing to travel and, you know, and then you end up performing the same sets over and over. And anybody who's a musician knows exactly what I'm talking about. And so I kind of figured that actually I love music. I don't know that I love the business of music. And so I did what I loved. I recorded the albums that I wrote because those songs mattered to me. But I decided not to actually pursue music. So I pulled back on that. But because I had a background, because I did a lot of the production myself, I did have a background working in some audio production. And so then my husband came up with this idea of like, well, how about like being a voice actor? Because acting is also something I always love. And so then I did that for a while. And audiobooks seem to be like the fastest way in for me. And because I seem to just, I don't know, it worked for me. I could tell stories and yeah. And then, but the whole time I was continuing to write scripts just because I loved it. And, you know, my husband read one of my scripts and he's like, this needs to get made. Like, why is this just for you? So then I thought, well, if I'm going to do this as a career, I need to make sure I fill in the gaps. Cause you know, when you learn things on your own and you just do them for yourself, you get really good at certain things and you don't realize that you missed learning other things. And so my mentor really showed me like, okay, so yeah, you're good at this. We need to work on this. And so he helped me to be more well-rounded with, I guess, my abilities, so that now I can do it well from all the different angles that's required.
Wow. Okay. That's really cool. And I love how you're sharing that this is something that's been rooted in even from growing up, you know, something that you really wanted to pursue. And now it's learning how to do it in a way that also is profitable, also is, you know, part of your career and everything, but not in the way that it's draining, but rather that it's life-giving and it's exciting and it's fun and it's something that you can enjoy in multiple facets. And I think that's really, really important and really, really cool, because I think a lot of people pursue writing and they have the kind of that same thing that you said about the music industry. It's like, oh, I just want to write for me, but it's not necessarily the business side of it. And they don't realize that even in writing, there is a business side of it. Like, there are multiple facets that you have to learn. And it's not just, you know, writing. For some people, maybe, but, you know, especially if you want to become an author, you know, it's more of that business side of it. So as you kind of started pursuing that more seriously and your husband was like supportive and you got the mentor, how did that lead to like writing these award-winning scripts and getting to now where you have these scripts in production and you're, you know, now turning it into a book?
Yeah. And actually I have three contracted now. Just a few days ago, we signed a contract on my third feature film. So yeah, it's going. Okay.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, okay. I think I'm a big believer in like preparation and then, you know, when that meets opportunity, things really happen. So when I was raising my kids, I was not so much pushing and passionate about making a career happen right away, but I was very much passionate about preparing for when the right time came. Cause I really, I'm such an all-in person. And I knew that even as a teenager, like I actually made a decision back then that I wanted to have kids definitely. And I wanted to have a career. I did not want to have them at the same time because I knew one of them would fail, or at least I would drop the ball. You know, I wouldn't be able to do as well in either one if I did them together. So yeah, the entire time, like I wrote my first screenplay because like, remember I mentioned that I wrote for stage. So my first script for the screen was in my early 20s when I had an idea for a story that I wanted to write the script. And I realized this would not work on a stage. It would have to be a movie. So I thought, I guess I better learn how to write a movie. So I actually, my son, I was pregnant with my second. My first son was not even a year old. And so when he would go down for his nap, I would write. And that's how I, you know, Monday to Friday, because his dad was at work. And, you know, when he went down for a nap, it's like, okay, I have 2 hours to do whatever I need to do. And so I chose to put that time into writing. And it took me about 2 years because I had to learn how to do it. I had to develop the story and I was learning it all on my own in the midst of like being exhausted and, you know, sleep deprived and whatever, but I was so driven, like I needed to do this. And so that's kind of like, I've been doing that the whole time. You know, sometimes I wasn't as dedicated, like, you know, life gets really busy and sometimes you have to kind of set things aside to be able to focus on what's right in front of you. But you know, I kept going back to that, kept writing and writing. And so then by the time that my kids were finished high school and became adults, I had multiple scripts written, and with my mentor, I learned what I needed to learn to go back and work on the scripts that I had already done before I met him so that I could be like, oh, okay, I got to bring those up to this level now. And so this, I guess this is where things have brought us to today is I had all of that preparation. I had all these screenplays written. I knew that they were at the level they needed to be. And so then when I started to submit to festivals, I started winning right away. And so I think like that's where that preparation piece came in. So it's not like some people say, oh, you're like an overnight success. And I'm like, only from the time that I actually started putting myself out there. But like, I mean, it was decades before that, that I was already working on developing my skill.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that's such a key, you said something like little golden nuggets there too already about how, you know, it's not just sitting down and like overnight writing something and then just putting it out there and expecting it to do X, Y, and Z. Like, there is that preparation. There is that like setting up that foundation for success. There is that learning curve. And there's also that dedication. I mean, like you said, you in a season where you knew, okay, I'm preparing for in the future when I'm not going to have these, like these children are going to be grown. They're going to be, you know, living their own lives. I'm preparing for when that happens. So it's not just like starting from scratch, all of a sudden you're an empty nester and like, oh, now what am I going to do? It's like, no, I'm preparing. I'm making sure that I know what next steps I'm going to take. And I think that that's like a key factor too, is that you looked at your time and you were intentional and you were like, okay, I have a couple hours here. I'm going to consistently work on this. And I think all of those things are such key components, like you shared, to where you are now, where it was like, okay, now when I'm submitting to these festivals and I'm going on stages and like all these different things, like I'm prepared. I have the material written and I know it's done well. And I've already gone through like those revisions and those changes and like all those key pieces. I love that so much. So where are you right now in the journey, specifically with, you know, turning it into a book, as the screenplays are in production? What's happening in your world with all of that?
You mean like with the book writing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So like I mentioned, scripts is kind of what my brain was drawn to for how to storytell, you know, or tell stories, I guess. It's been a challenge for me to write in prose. Not because I don't know what to do. Obviously, like I already wrote the script and this particular story is actually based on a true story. So like I already know all the details. And so when I sit down to write, like I never have a moment where I'm thinking, what do I do next? Like I don't have writer's block. It's just, it feels like such a big project in comparison. And it's hard for me to know sometimes how far along I am, because the book is longer than the screenplay. And so with writing a screenplay, you only have a certain amount of pages to work with, because each page, it's formatted in a way that each page equals 1 minute of screen time. And so I know that I need to write somewhere between 90 and 120 pages. So I know exactly where I am in the process, right? Like if I'm on page 50, I know, okay, I'm about halfway done. And so it's easy for me to kind of check in with myself and know where I'm at. And whereas when I'm writing a book, it's like, it's paragraph after paragraph, chapter after chapter. And it's like, I've written for, I don't even know how many hours, and I feel like I've barely made a dent. So that's kind of where my struggle is it's just such a long process.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I can understand that being such a difference, because you and I recently just did your training presentation on how to turn a book into a screenplay. And now you're doing the opposite of turning your screenplay into a book. And on there, you did a live demo, a presentation of the difference between reading a scene in the novel versus reading the screenplay. Mm-hmm. And there was a huge difference between length and what happened and like inner thoughts versus, you know, just straight dialogue in the screenplay. And just, there's so many different little things. And so I could definitely imagine it would be a little bit more daunting to go from screenplay to book versus book to screenplay, just because of that difference in the amount of content. But I want to ask you, especially with the history of that dedication and that putting in the work and that commitment for the screenplays, How is that like helping you in your book writing process, and what's working for you to keep going, you know, and keep pushing through to like the end?
Right. I guess like I have goals, and I think goals are really powerful. Honestly, I think goals can get you through a lot of very difficult things. And I think that that's why sometimes, you know, like the empty nester thing can be so heavy for people to go through, because, you know, when you're raising kids, you have all the, you have these goals that are set up. And so, you know, once they're out and it's like, well, you don't have to have goals for them anymore. You accomplished it. You've made them into these independent individuals. Yay. Now what? You know, like, well, you need to come up with a new goal. And so, so because I have a goal to complete it, I know I will. And also with the different things that I pursued growing up, like music and writing and stuff, like finishing something became something I really appreciated. And it's something that matters to me, you know, I'm pretty sure I have ADHD. And so ADHD, oftentimes people struggle with finishing things. And I did when I was younger, I definitely struggled with finishing things, but I really wanted to get there. And so songwriting really helped me with that, because I could finish a song. It's a short project, right? It's like 2.5 to 3.5 minutes for a song. And so I could finish that project. And then I love to be able to present it. You know, I'd gather my friends and we'd go and we'd perform on a stage somewhere. And I loved that feeling of having a vision, following through on it, and then showing it to people. And so I guess having that and knowing what the value is at the end of it, and like being so drawn to that, that I do complete my projects now. And I find it, not only satisfying, but if I don't complete it, it nags at me. Like I need to work on it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I know that feeling for a lot of people, a lot of my listeners are aspiring authors who are either in the process of writing or they have been wanting to write for a long time. And that feeling of like wanting to finish and wanting to reach that goal has kind of also been overlapped or overshadowed by that like struggle and that doubt of like, I haven't got there yet. You know, right. And that discouragement of like how long it's been and that desire to see that finally come to fruition. And so it's kind of like this, this battle, you know, between those two things. And so what you shared is super, I think, important, is that recognizing, you know, it is super powerful to reach that goal and to have that accomplishment and to know that you finished. Even if it takes longer than you originally anticipated or that you would have wanted for it, just having that in mind and knowing, okay, like this is a huge thing when I accomplish it, or even like celebrating small milestones. And I think when someone can learn to do that and to like appreciate, it doesn't have to be a huge party every time, you know, it can just be like, oh, I'm going to take a bubble bath, or I'm going to go out and get a treat, or whatever, you know, it can be something small, or just sharing like with friends and family, I finished like a whole chapter, you know? But you know, something to at least give yourself that feeling of accomplishment, I think can be a huge factor in creating momentum and inspiring you and encouraging you to keep going and to reach the next milestone and the next one until you do reach that big finish line. Go ahead.
You enjoy the journey too, because here's the thing, like, think about it. Once you accomplish that goal where you've completed that project and it's done whatever you've set out to do, you're going to want to start another one. Why? Because the process itself is also part of the joy. Like that really should be something to be celebrated as well. Like, I am writing. It's not finished. That's not the point. I am writing. You know, it's in me to write, and I'm doing what's in me to do.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree. And it's funny, I've recently been talking with other like guests and just in other like private conversations about that importance of like the journey itself, and how, like, through the writing, there's so much that happens that you experience that, like, you can't really describe it for other people or, like, tell other people, oh, you're going to have this happen, because, like, kind of unique for each person. But it's such a beautiful journey where you do grow as a person, and, like, you learn so many different things through that process.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely worth it. And it's like, you know, you almost kind of go on your own personal adventure as you're also telling the story of your characters, or, you know, whatever it is, like, even on the nonfiction side, you know, your storytelling. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's why I wrote for years without even considering pursuing a career. I would write these screenplays or scripts, whatever it was, for years, because of the writing process that I loved so much. I loved going on these journeys. I loved kind of testing, like, what would happen if this, what if this type of person was in this kind of situation, how would that play out? And then I would write and see how it would play out. And then, you know, like, how could I make a character more interesting, or how can I make this character funny? Because I think that that would really, you know, bring a lot to the story. Like, all of these kinds of things were things I did without thinking, oh, I want to be a screenwriter and have my stuff actually produced. It was in me to write.
This has been part one of the special interview with Jacqueline Witt, the award-winning screenwriter who has multiple screenplays currently in production for feature films and knows the industry of turning books into screenplays. Next time, I will be talking in part two with Jacqueline and continue, where she will be sharing her top tips for aspiring authors, as well as how you can turn your book into a highly rated screenplay that actually gets produced as a feature film. I will see you on the next episode.